Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Primed for Character Education by Marvin W. Berkowitz is an education and school improvement book focused on how schools can deliberately cultivate students' moral, civic, social, and personal development. Rather than treating character education as a separate program or occasional lesson, Berkowitz presents it as a design problem for the whole learning environment. The book organizes decades of research and field experience into the Primed framework, whose six principles are prioritization, relationships, intrinsic motivation, modeling goodness, empowerment, and developmental pedagogy. It is written primarily for school leaders, administrators, teacher leaders, and educators who want practical guidance without abandoning research grounding. Its purpose is not simply to argue that character matters, but to show how schools can align adult behavior, classroom practice, student voice, and institutional priorities around character formation. The result is a field guide for integrating character education into everyday school culture and long-term improvement work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, character education must become a visible institutional priority. Berkowitz begins from the premise that character education fails when it remains an informal hope rather than a clear priority. In the Primed framework, prioritization means that schools must make character development part of their stated mission. Leadership decisions, professional learning, assessment conversations, and everyday routines. This does not mean adding a slogan to a wall or adopting a short-term initiative. It means asking whether schedules, discipline systems, staff expectations, hiring practices, assemblies, curriculum planning, and parent communication consistently reinforce the same developmental aims. The reasoning is practical. Students learn what a school truly values from repeated patterns, not from isolated statements. If academic scores receive all public attention, while kindness, responsibility, honesty, and civic concern are treated as optional, students absorb that hierarchy. Prioritization also protects character education from being displaced by urgent operational pressures. By framing character as part of school improvement, Berkowitz connects moral formation to the central work of schooling rather than placing it outside academic responsibility. Secondly, relationships are treated as the infrastructure of moral growth. A central claim of the book is that character develops through relationships, not mainly through lectures about virtues. Berkowitz emphasizes relationship building among teachers and students, among students themselves, among staff members, and between the school and families. The mechanism is clear. Young people are more likely to internalize expectations when they experience trust, belonging, respect, and emotional safety. A classroom where students feel known gives moral language practical force, because expectations are attached to people who matter to them. Relationships also shape imitation, accountability, and empathy. When adults listen carefully, repair harm, and treat students with dignity, they create conditions in which students can practice the same habits. This view challenges purely compliance-based approaches to behavior. Rules remain necessary, but they are not sufficient. Without relational depth, discipline can become external control with little developmental effect. Berkowitz positions strong relationships as a school-wide condition that makes other elements of character education more credible, coherent, and sustainable. Thirdly, intrinsic motivation shifts character from compliance to ownership. The Primed model gives significant attention to intrinsic motivation because character is weakened when students act well only to gain rewards or avoid punishment. Berkowitz does not deny that consequences and structures have a role in schools. His point is that moral education should help students understand, value, and choose ethical conduct from within. This requires educators to move beyond behavior management toward reflection, meaning, autonomy, and moral reasoning. Students need opportunities to consider why honesty, fairness, compassion, responsibility, and courage matter to their own lives and communities. The practical implication is that schools should be cautious about systems that reduce virtue to points, prizes, or public rankings. Such systems may produce short-term behavior, but can leave deeper motives untouched. Intrinsic motivation is also connected to identity. When students see themselves as people who can contribute, care, lead, and repair mistakes, character becomes part of self-understanding. Berkowitz uses this principle to distinguish genuine character formation from mere behavioral efficiency. Fourthly, adult modeling makes school culture ethically observable. Modeling goodness is one of the most concrete parts of Berkowitz's framework because it focuses attention on adult conduct. The book argues that educators teach character continuously through how they speak, respond to conflict, handle authority, admit mistakes, show fairness, and treat colleagues. This makes character education demanding for adults, not only students. A school cannot credibly promote respect if adults routinely use sarcasm, ignore student voice, or apply rules inconsistently. nor can it teach responsibility if leaders avoid transparency or accountability. Modeling works because students observe the lived norms of the institution. They notice whether compassion is practiced under stress, whether power is used respectfully, and whether moral language matches adult behavior. Berkowitz's emphasis on modeling also broadens responsibility beyond classroom teachers. Administrators, support staff, coaches, and counselors all participate in the moral climate. The principle turns character education into a mirror for school culture, requiring adults to examine whether their daily actions embody the virtues they ask students to develop. Lastly, empowerment and developmental pedagogy connect character to long-term agency. Berkowitz links empowerment with developmental pedagogy to show that character education is not passive absorption of adult rules. Students need real opportunities to exercise responsibility, make decisions, serve others, discuss moral questions, and participate in the life of the school. Empowerment includes student voice and shared responsibility, often through democratic or participatory practices. The logic is developmental. Young people become responsible by practicing responsibility in structured settings where adults guide, support, and gradually release ownership. Developmental pedagogy adds a long-term view. Teachers should consider what kind of person a student is becoming, not only what performance appears on the next test or assignment. This does not oppose academic learning. Instead, it asks educators to design learning experiences that strengthen judgment, perseverance, cooperation, perspective-taking, and civic contribution while still supporting achievement. These two principles prevent character education from becoming either authoritarian moral instruction or sentimental encouragement. They make it a disciplined process of guided growth, where students learn to act with agency inside a caring community. In conclusion, primed for character education is most useful for school leaders, administrators, teacher leaders, counselor teams, and educators responsible for shaping school culture rather than only delivering isolated lessons. It will also benefit researchers and policy-oriented readers who want a concise synthesis of evidence-based character education practices presented in implementation language. The practical benefit is its organizing framework. Instead of offering a list of virtues or a packaged curriculum, Berkowitz gives schools a way to examine how priorities, relationships, motivation, adult behavior, student agency, and pedagogy interact. This makes the book especially relevant for whole school improvement, professional development, and strategic planning. Intellectually, it helps readers see character education as a developmental and cultural process, not a narrow behavior program. Compared with many books in the field, its distinctive strength is the balance between research-informed structure and accessible guidance for practitioners. It stands out because it does not reduce character to classroom activities, rewards, discipline, or inspirational language. Its argument is broader and more demanding. Schools form character through the total environment they create, the adults they employ, the power they share, and the long-term purposes they pursue. If you would like to support Marvin W. Berkowitz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.